guys. Thanks for this meet. So such a great opportunity we have, and we be so grateful to God and realize what a responsibility it is to receive blessings like this. Jesus said, too much is given, much will be required. And we've been given a lot this week. And we need to be thinking about how we can take this home with us, to change personally, and also to share with others the encouragement and the teachings that we're receiving this week. Pour back out what's being important to us. Let's pray as we begin. And Zach, if you would connect.
Our Lord and our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We're so thankful that you care for us. We're so thankful that you love us. We're so thankful that you've given us this week where we can be fully focused on you, where we're trying to love you more. We thank you that we have this time where we can worship you. We ask you, please, of us to be focused, not to be thinking about other things, but to be fully focused on worshiping you. We thank you so much for your Son. Thank you so much for the life that he lived, the examples that he set, the lessons that he taught, that we've been able to learn this week. We thank you most of all that he was willing to die on the cross for us. We do not deserve that at all, but we're so grateful that he did that. And we're grateful that he rose on the third day and that we can have hope in him. And it is through him that we pray. Amen.
12 subsequent books. Let's go to the mount. Now that we've said it Mike before, I hope that this will be all the more fresh in our mind as we sing the song. Number 12.
Oh, yeah.
theme today is going to part a little bit from the prophets, but one of the things you talked about in Micah and in some of our other classes is just the importance of coming honestly to God. When we come to the mountain of the Lord, we have to come ready to change and ready to see ourselves really just as we are. And so this song, Just As I Am, reflects on that idea. We're coming to Jesus, and we cannot hide anything from him. He knows us completely. And so it says, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. And that thou bidst me come to thee. Jesus, you asked me to come to you. And so I come, not based on my own merits or my own works, but because you asked me to come. O Lamb of God, I come, just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot. O Lamb of God, I come. We're not waiting to change, but when we come to Jesus, we know he can cleanse us, and so we're going to do that immediately. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fears without, O Lamb of God, I come. We come to Jesus with all of our baggage. With all the struggles and doubts and fears that we have, because we know that he can help us with those. Side note, does anybody get the scripture reference? Fightings within and fears without. I think I heard it. Yeah, 2 Corinthians, right? Where Paul talks about, you know, we were afflicted, fightings within, fears without. So that's kind of a cool reference there. Verse 4, just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, leave. God will take us in if we will come honestly to him and repent. Because thy promise, I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thy love unknown has broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Let's sing all 5 verses.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb.
in your supplement books to number 11, Heal Us All. This song is in the hymnals, but it's into a different tune that's a little bit tricky, so this we're going to sing it to the tune of Just As I Am, which we just sang. Which I think kind of works because these songs kind of go together in their theme. This comes from the gospel accounts. We read this in Mark in Simon's class the other day. I've got Luke at the bottom of the page there. At even, now when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And so this song is talking about us coming to Jesus to be healed of our spiritual illnesses and sins. At even, ere the sun was set, the sick, O Lord, around me lay. Oh, with how many pains they met, oh, with what joy they went away. Once more 'tis eventide, and we, oppressed with various ills, draw near. What if thyself we cannot see? We know that thou art ever near. So saying, we're here too to be healed by Jesus. We can't see him physically, but we know that he's here to heal us. Verse 3. O Savior Christ, our woes dispel. For some are sick, and some are sad, and some have never loved thee well, and some have lost the love they have. And some have found the world is vain, yet from the world they break not free. And some have friends who give them pain, yet have not sought a friend indeed. This song was written by someone pretty perceptive, who's worked with a lot of people, because at a place like this, we can see all of those things. We can see it in ourselves, we can see it in others. And Jesus can heal every one of these sicknesses. Verse 5. And none, O Lord, have perfect rest, for none are wholly free from sin. And they who seek to serve thee best are conscious most of wrong within. No matter how well somebody seems to be doing, the more we grow, the more we realize we need Jesus. And there's sicknesses we didn't even know we had until recently, that we need him to heal us. Now, verse 6 is not in the other books, but I found this, and this is helpful. O Savior Christ, thou too art man. Thou hast been troubled, tempted, tried. Thy kind but searching glance can scan the very wounds that shame would hide. We often want to hide our wounds because we're ashamed, but Jesus can see the wounds we have because he's been here. He's been here. He's never fallen in sin, but he has struggled like we have. He's been tempted in all ways, yet without sin. And so Jesus sees our wounds, even when nobody else does. Verse 7. Thy touch has still its ancient power. No word from thee can fruitless fall. I love how Simon's been emphasizing. What is it that heals us? The word of Jesus. When Jesus says it, that's not going to be a fruitless word. It's going to accomplish what he meant for it to accomplish. Here in this solemn evening hour, and in thy mercy, heal us all. Heal us all. Sing all of the verses of this song.
Amen.
without going to Jesus to be healed.
Amen.
Number 468. Dear Lord and Father of mankind. Number 468. Dear Lord and Father of mankind, forgive our foolish ways. Reclothe us in our rightful mind, in purer lives, thy service find, in deeper reverence, praise. Did anybody catch the Mark reference in verse 1 of this song?
Mark 5.
Yeah, Mark 5, that discovering today. Reclothe us in our rightful mind. We're the demon-possessed guy. And we're asking Jesus to do for us what he did for him so that we can be clothed in our right mind. The syntax of this is a little backwards. Reclothe us in our rightful mind. May we find thy service in pure lives. And may we praise you in deeper reverence. It's kind of untangling that first verse. In simple trust, like theirs who heard beside the Syrian Sea, that's the Sea of Galilee, the gracious calling of the Lord, let us, like them, without a word, rise up and follow thee. This is the calling of the first disciples. It's saying, just like they, without any argument, because that's the way Mark presents them, as Jesus just shows up and says, follow me, and what do? Without a word, get up and go. And that's what we need. Drop thy still dews of quietness till all our striving cease. Take from our souls the strain, the stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of thy peace. When Jesus heals us, when Jesus lets our get control back of our lives, that is a testimony to other people. May our lives, our ordered lives, confess the beauty of the peace that comes from following Jesus. Let's sing all three verses of this song. Start to doubt that God cares about. And so this psalm asks that question, does Jesus care? And it gives us different situations. Look at verse 3 in particular. Does Jesus care when I've tried and failed to resist some temptation strong? When from my deep grief I find no relief, though my tears flow all the night long? And what does this song tell us? Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. And Jesus calls us to repent. He needs more than just our tears. He wants our obedience. But Jesus cares when we struggle and we get up again and again. Let's sing the four verses of this song, 376. Does Jesus care? Only God can heal it. Verse 2. When my prayer is hardly heard, weak with rambling and repeating, God leans in to hear each word and to feel my plea. Verse 3. Prayer by prayer, oh, I am blessed. God restores the joy of living. Each petition, each request, brings a new thanksgiving. God is there. God is there, hour by hour, everywhere. I believe. Oh, I believe. I believe in prayer. You can tell the song is written by someone who's been through a lot, especially that second verse. And this is how God heals us. He wants us to take it to Him in prayer with thanksgiving, with the request that we made known to God, and that's when He gives us the peace that passes understanding. Let's sing the first verse in the chorus, just the melody. Just the melody, first verse and chorus.
Oh.
report to you. I need thee every hour. I need thee every hour, in joy or pain. Come quickly and abide, for life is vain. Let's stand as we sing. Christ once cleansed the temple, rise up and drive them out. Jesus came and drove out all the uncleanness from the temple when he was here on earth. We need to do the same with the uncleanness in us. Your body is a temple. This fragile mortal shell is home to the Almighty, where God himself can dwell. The blood of Christ has bought us for God and God alone. Live only for his glory, for you are not your own. Of course, that's how 1 Corinthians 6 concludes. Is you've been bought with a price. Glorify God in your body. You are not your own. Contrary to all of the preaching of our culture right now, my body, I do what I want. No, it's not. God made us, first of all. And then God bought us, again, second of all. We are not our own. Let's sing the first verse just on the melody of the song. It's in a minor key. Just the melody. And then we'll sing all three verses.
Your body is a temple made holy to the Lord. He washed you by his Spirit and filled you with his word. If God is Lord within us, what place have idols here? Tear down each passing pleasure and set up all and fear.
Sing all three verses for the time. This song is about a journey, but it's in particular about the journey of suffering. And how when we come to God with all of our sicknesses, with all of our doubts and fears, God can bring us through that storm to ultimately be closer to Him. And that journey can bring a blessing. I'll let's stand and sing this song.